to Real World News. Interview with Antonio González, Maela, Guatemala. Food sovereignty as a state of knowledge. The concept of food sovereignty is discussed and strengthened by social movements in every event since it appeared in 1996. The members of organizations of native indigenous people, peasants, artisanal fisher folk, and family farmers met in Buenos Aires to strengthen their political platform that has food sovereignty as the main concept. One of the hundreds of representatives present before the FAO regional meeting is Antonio González from Guatemala, who is the regional coordinator at the Agroecological Movement of Latin America and the Caribbean. In an interview with Real World Radio, Antonio highlighted the link between agroecology and food sovereignty and said that this implies autonomy in political, economic, and therefore food terms. Member of the Network in Defense of Food Sovereignty in Guatemala, González said that the main threats against communities that produce food in his country are GM seeds and agribusiness, stating that the goal of the agroecological movement is to join a broader struggle at continental level to provide answers to the problems of the continent. Maela is made up by 200 grassroots organizations from the entire continent and is part of the Regional Committee for Food Sovereignty and the Civil Society Mechanism, operating at the level of the Committee on World Food Security of the FAO. Before the third special conference on food sovereignty, members of the movement gather in the Argentinian capital city to make decisions in the agenda of social movements and the creation of a Latin American school of agroecological thought, among other issues. Antonio González explained in the interview that the goal is to strengthen critical thinking to guide an analysis about global threats to agroecology and thus food sovereignty, and to enable a double answer, from global to local levels and vice versa.
You are listening to Real World News.